Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
And 42, and time for the week in theater. What's going on stage in Chicago this week? Last night I was out at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook, saw Hazel, the new musical, that is based on the old Saturday Night Post comic strip that became a television show starring Shirley Booth. And enjoyed it. A couple of problems with the story. This is the world premiere of this. I'm sure they're still in the fixing stage before it moves on. And there are some inconsistencies, I think, with the storyline. It's not 100% true to the old television show, which I was really looking forward to. I was a fan of the old Hazel TV show. Some of the characters go off in places that I wasn't expecting. But I will say that there were some pretty solid performances in this production. And I got to say, and I am definitely prejudiced about one particular performer, the young man named Casey Lyons. He is the son of my news director at WGN-TV. And I've heard about this little young Casey from my boss forever, as he was singing in choruses and singing in little, community theater. He was Tiny Tim in Christmas Carol. I mean, he's kind of worked his way up. And this young man is amazing. I know he's my boss's son. I'm not saying it because he's my boss's son. I think he steals the show. I think he's pretty amazing. A voice like an angel when you hear him do his solo in this production. So you want to see some pretty solid performances. They are pretty much throughout. But this young man, Casey Lyons, we're going to be hearing a lot from him through the years, very, very definitely. That's at the Drury Lane, Oak Brook. And I think they're playing through the 29th, so a couple of weeks still. You're able to go see that show. I want to talk about a show that it's one of the very first shows that we ever talked about on this theater segment that we do here on Sunday, and probably a show that the great Roy Leonard also talked about before that, the show called Late Night Catechism, that is celebrating its 23rd anniversary in Chicago. It's over at the Royal George Theater, and my longtime pal, Vicky Quadi, created the show and is here in studio with us. Hello there, my friend. How are you?
Hey, welcome. Well, thank you so much. You know, I have to say, Hazel, you said it had some problems. Well, you know, after 23 years, they'll be working it out.
Right?
You just have to come back in 23 years.
I probably will be. I probably will still be here doing the show and talking about it. I remember when that show first opened back in 2016. It is an evolution, isn't it, for any show?
It is.
Once you put it up, even after all these 23 years, you're probably still constantly tweaking and making changes in a show, right?
Every once in a while with late night. Late night's kind of like a shiny penny, though. You know, it's there. It's really pretty well set. But every once in a while, you change a reference. So,
yeah. Explain what Late Night Catechism is. I mean, for people who may not have heard, I mean, it's got to be one of the longest-running shows in the history of Chicago theater, I think.
It is. It's definitely one of the longest-running. It's clearly one of the longest-running religious comedies in the country. So the premise of the show is that Sister is here tonight to teach a catechism class. She was in the convent. She's the last nun in her convent watching TV. She gets the notice that Father Murphy has accepted this class, but guess what? Tonight's his poker night, and Sister has to go over and teach it. So she doesn't know what to do, so she grabs the mail, and in the mail is a letter from the Vatican with an informal survey to rate the saints. So tonight, that's what she's going to do. We're going to rate the saints, and then we're going to talk about catechism and Catholicism and the nuns and all of that. And it's just a funny, fabulous, interactive comedy.
And a show that, I mean, if you grew up in Catholicism, it just goes right back to everything that you grew up with, right?
It does. It puts you right back in third grade.
In fear of sister.
Yes, that's exactly right. If you were sort of a brown nose in third grade, you'll be raising your hand, sister, sister. But if you were sitting in the back of the bus and, you know, a little bit afraid, you'll be sitting on your hands.
Yeah.
So it's great. It's a fabulous look at that moment in your life.
Right.
And if you didn't have a nun, it's okay. If you had a strong teacher, you get that character.
Yeah, exactly. That's just exactly what I was going to say. Not being Catholic, not going to Catholic school or being raised in all that, I could still relate to everything that's in your show, because we still had those same kind of stern figures when we were growing up back then. Maybe not quite as ruler-wielding as your show might have us believe. Still, the same kind of disciplinarian figures that we all grew up with.
Right, and you knew what the nun was. You knew the nuns.
Right.
You saw them in your neighborhood.
Sure.
You saw them walking to church. You saw them coming back. You probably wondered, who are those women? I wondered. I remember thinking they were not quite human. Because nobody had ever explained to me what a nun was.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, they're here, they're physical, but they were sort of in my mind between human and angelic.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly how we that did not go to the Catholic schools, but one that was nearby. And, you know, some of our friends went to that school and some went to public school. Everyone sort of feared the nuns, regardless of whether you went to Catholic school or not.
Oh, sure, because the nuns didn't. Just because you weren't Catholic, that didn't mean they were going to yell at you.
Right, exactly.
What are you doing over there?
Exactly, exactly right. So when you first started the show, were you met with any resistance at all? Because while it's funny and there's certainly irreverence to the show, I wonder if some people were offended when a show like this first opened up.
Well, you know, so I wrote Late Night Catechism with Mary Pat Donovan, and Mary Pat was the first actress to do the sister character. And we were very, very careful to invite nuns to take a look at the material, to be sure that what we were putting out there was correct, had its basis in theology, and that it wasn't offensive. So we did a really good job. However, there was always the one person who may have written in to say, oh, I'm not, this show mocks religion. It doesn't. It celebrates religion. It celebrates these women. It really is a wonderful look at a time in your life. And so anyone who said, oh, I'm not so sure, we would give them free tickets. Come see the show.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
Yeah. And you, of course, must have had groups of nuns that have come to see Late Night Catechism.
Nuns,
of course,
get in for free.
It's harder to tell now because they're not in, you know, like their full nun habits anymore.
No.
Now they're dressed like civilian, like all the rest of us now.
No, we have our nundar out. You know, it's like, you know,
your
we
nundar.
Got the radar.
You can tell.
The nun radar out, exactly. You know, they look like your aunt. You know, they're dressed real simply, and they usually have a tiny little, tiny, tiny little cross somewhere.
Yeah.
And they have real, you know, nice haircut. So,
how has the content of the show changed through the years? Has it changed with as the popes have changed?
It does, absolutely.
As feelings in the church have changed. I mean, there's been so much that's gone on in the last 23 years.
No, absolutely. There are a couple cultural references in the show. For instance, we talk about Cain and Abel. Who would marry, you know, Cain? He killed his brother. He had a big red C on his forehead. Well, maybe Paula Barbieri. That was our first joke.
Wow.
That was the O.J. Simpson.
Paula Barbieri. Wow.
I know. And then it evolved into, Kim Kardashian. And you know, so we keep changing it to reflect the latest scandal in society. So that name keeps changing. And then Sister is excited because at the end of the show, she gets to go back to the convent and she's taped a show. And at first it was Star Trek. And so then we just keep changing that reference because, you know, it has to be something relevant to today.
Yeah. What is she taping these days?
Oh, she actually tapes cooking shows.
So sister has mellowed through the years a little bit. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. There is going to be a special anniversary performance of Late Night Catechism. Vicky Quadi, the creator of it all, is here with us this morning. Sister may even drop by. WGN. Dean Richards Sunday Morning. Very, very, very honored to have with us in studio this morning the one and only Sister from Late Night Catechism that we're talking about today, celebrating its 23rd anniversary. Sister, good morning.
Nice. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I'm almost late. Oh my, I caught the bus.
You know,
I caught the bus and I just got off the right here on Michigan Avenue, and so many people stopped me. You know, they love to stop me because I'm wearing my full habit. So
you are one of the few still wearing the full habit now. It must be heavy to be running down Michigan Avenue.
Well, it's 20 pounds of gabardine, but on a day like today, I like it.
Gabardine, you say. Well, it's very nice to have you here with us today. All right, talking about the longevity of this show.
Could you sit up a little straighter there, Dean, please?
Yeah, sorry.
Sit up a tiny bit straighter.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Posture is important.
Posture is very important.
So is punctuality, sister. I don't want to say anything.
Well, I did get here on time.
Don't question the sister.
That's right.
My knuckles have suffered at the hands of...
Probably not enough.
Apparently so. How did you get... When did you become... a sister.
Oh, years ago. Many years ago. You know, I have to tell you, when I first went into the convent, it was a wonderful time to be a nun. It was the baby boom. And I'm telling you, the first time that I went into that class at St. Catherine of Siena, it was 52 children and me. And I'm telling you, every one of those kids knew in their heart that they were better than the public school kids. Why? Because their parents sacrificed so they didn't have to attend the inferior schools. You know, the only kids who went to the inferior schools were kids like you, Dean. Wild kids. Wild kids.
Ruffians.
Parents didn't really care about them.
Maybe true. Not sure about that.
No, I'm pretty sure about that.
Yeah, you are sure.
Although you have made something with your life.
Despite the fact that I went to public school.
Well, it's okay. You know, it's okay. So not everybody can be a Catholic.
So, sister, this late night catechism. Now, you love doing this show, don't you? You enjoy doing this, right?
I love to celebrate. I love to spread the good word. I love to convert.
Okay, and you're going to be doing a special anniversary performance of the show on Sunday, May 29th. Is that right?
May 29th. It's going to start at 2:00, and come there. And you know what? If you don't come, it might just be your immortal soul is in danger.
Okay, so no pressure at all for people who don't
go. It's your choice, Dean.
Yeah.
Have I seen you in the class, Dean? I don't remember that.
It's been
a
very long time.
Has it been? It's time for you to come back.
It's time. It is. It's been a very long time.
What are you doing on May 29th?
I'm going to check my schedule and see if I
can. Mass first, of course.
Naturally.
Mass
but you
first.
Know I'm here on Sunday morning, so.
That is no excuse.
Okay.
That all is right. No excuse. There's a mass, an early mass somewhere.
All right. And probably one on a Saturday I could go to also.
You can.
If I really put my nose to the grindstone.
Then come here, and then you can come to the Royal George Theater and catch me on stage, Late Night Catechism.
It's Sunday, May 29th, 2 p.m. The Royal George is 1641 North Halsted Street. And if you want to get more information on this, you could now. I don't know if is this your website, nunsforfun.com?
Yes, of course. Nuns4fun.com. Nuns for fun.
You don't think that's like nuns and fun?
Well, we try to get away from the whole ruler thing. We want people to realize it is fun. It is fun. We're a fun group. We're all about pancake breakfasts and the beer bash. Let's be honest.
That's good fun for me. Nuns, the number four. fun.com, or you can call the Royal George box office, 312-988-9000. Sister, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And will you please thank my friend Vicky Quadi when...
Yes, well, you forced her to get out of here, but that's okay. Well, she's waiting. She's going to be my ride back.
She's going to give you a ride back. So thank you, both of you, very much for coming in. We appreciate that. And we're going to update news when we come back, if that's okay with you, sister.
as long as it's good news.
All right. So, well, I can't guarantee that, but it's coming up next on WGN.